This is iRadio's
group chat.
If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
Now, whether you're job hunting, trying to move up in your career, or even thinking about a complete change, the way you present yourself online has never been more important. From your LinkedIn profile to the content that you share, your digital presence can act like a live portfolio. But a lot of us probably aren't using it to its full potential. I'm joined now by careers coach Angela Burke to chat about how to build that online presence and use it to open doors. Angela, you're very welcome back to iRadio's group chat. For someone starting from scratch, what should they focus on first when building an online professional presence?
I think keep it really simple. And I think rather than focusing so much straight away on the online presence, I think if they just start with, okay, from a personal branding perspective, what is it I want to be known for? A great question, and this is quite confronting, but if you want to understand where your personal brand is before kind of going on your online presence journey, a great question to ask yourself is, when people see or hear of my name, what do they think of and how do they feel? And that can be quite confronting, but yes, that's your answer. That's what your personal brand is.
That is a very confronting question. God, I even tried to ask myself that there while you were saying it. And I was like, God, it's a heavy question. It's a complicated answer nearly. Yeah. And important to have an awareness of that for sure before you launch yourself into the online world or start putting personal content out. But LinkedIn especially, obviously yes, a massive tool in the business world and for any jobs. But what makes a strong profile that is actually standing out to employers in your eyes?
I think one that blends professionalism, as in is very clear what you do, what you're striving for in your career and what your expertise is, but one that also shows who you are. I don't know about you, but I'm so sick of seeing perfectionism online, whether it's Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, all the same. And I think what is quite striking is when you come across a LinkedIn profile that is absolutely professional, as in I can quickly see who they are, what they do, where they're going in the career and what value they can bring. But I can also feel a sense of who they are. I think that's the perfect balance. And it's quite hard to come by because I think a lot of us, we leave our personal persona, you know, outside the office door and step into this professional persona. And I think if you can work at kind of blending the two, whether it's in real life or on your online presence, I think that's where you'll stand out from the crowd.
Obviously, people feel a little bit nervous and sometimes a little bit awkward and cringe posting, particularly about their professional lives and their employment online. What kind of content can help showcase your skills without it feeling like you're showing off or you're bragging, which us as Irish people hate?
Yeah, we're terrible for that. And if we do it at all, we are brought down to earth straight away. I think if you kind of, one, if you leave the ego at the door and focus on value. So if you kind of reframe the mindset to, I'm not trying to show off here, I'm actually trying to bring value with regard to whatever the expertise is that I have. Things like, you know, lessons that you've learned that are relevant to your industry, maybe some thoughts on, you know, industry trends. Do you know what? Sharing a bit of real life. Like, again, going back to that, like, if we can just embrace the imperfection a little bit and vulnerability, I think if you could blend, you know, value, expertise and a little bit of reality, so ground it all in reality in terms of like, what I wish I knew starting out in this industry, or here's a mistake I made last week. Like, if you could do a little bit more of that, it's definitely not showing off, but it is actually having a nice blend of like showing your expertise, showing your career development, shown where you're going. You're adding value for sure, but you're grounding it in reality and vulnerability, so it feels a little bit less kind of on the self-promotion side and more on the like personal branding, but also adding value and keeping things real.
Realistic expectations of what it's like to be someone working in, you know, as a human. You're so right about perfectionism and everything looking so polished nowadays, but social media, if you are creating a profile for yourself online, can it actually really help you move up the career ladder, even if you're not necessarily looking for a job?
Yeah, I think if it's intentional, and again, if it's like the word of the day, the word of the interview, but if it's value driven, absolutely. Like, you never know who you're, like with the online world today, right, our footprint, you just never know who your post is going to be shown to through the whole 6 degrees of separation or whatever it is, the online version of that. So yeah, absolutely. If it's intentional, if there's value behind it, you just never know. The thing is, like, a lot of jobs, I don't know if people are actually really aware of this, but like, a lot of jobs get filled naturally, you know, and a lot of jobs as well kind of come up organically, as in you might see, it's getting less and less so, but you might see someone has a particular area of expertise from the posts that they're sharing, and that could spark a thought in a leader to think, oh, I actually don't have anyone doing that in my organization, and I love what they're doing there. They might reach out for a conversation, and you just never know where it goes. So again, going back to, absolutely, I think it's worthwhile putting time into, as long as there's intention and value behind it. And when you're posting something, I think, you know, just think, you know, am I happy for, like, there's a few people in mind, like, am I happy for my current employer to see this? Am I happy for my future employer to see this? And do I feel like it's grounded in reality, but also grounded in expertise?
Speaking of that, am I happy if my current employer sees this, or my future employer? We actually got a text in from Lucy this evening. She said, I'm looking for my first job out of college. I must have applied to 50 jobs at this stage, and I'm getting very disheartened with rejection emails and just no response. I'm not proud of some of the stuff I posted online when I was younger. I used to post very revealing pictures and statuses. How much does your social media footprint actually impact the job hunt? I think that's a valid question. Everyone's wondering that nowadays. Like, do they really go through, you know, digging through someone's social media history?
It depends on the role, Valerie. So for example, if you're being hired for a very front-facing public role, if you're going to be engaging with, you know, high-value clients, then, you know, they might go digging a little bit deeper. Let's talk about the context. So I think context matters here. Like, what employers are looking for when it could be a very public-facing role is that you're not posting anything that's controversial, that could devalue their reputation, that could go against where they're striving to go as a company. If you're being hired for your standard role that's not so public facing, I don't think they're going to go digging so deep. Most organizations, whether it's the recruiter or the hiring manager, would have a look at your LinkedIn profile. And what they're typically looking at there is, okay, does this match up with their CV? Is there any red flags? You know, am I getting a sense of this person? What have they posted about recently? What have they commented about? You know, that's the extent of most of it. Some organizations might do a quick Google search of your name, so it's worth doing it yourself and seeing what comes up. And then, like I said, you know, for specific industries, marketing, social media, any kind of community engagement, you know, they might go deeper looking at your social media because you may have a portfolio there to share. But I would look at it in, you know, with that lens of, one, if you're going for a very public facing role, or, you know, in contact with high value customers where they themselves, the customers and the public, could be Googling you, then of course the organization is going to see, okay, what's there to be said. Outside of that, I think it's mainly your LinkedIn for a kind of first impression, or if you're, you know, working in any kind of creative industry, then they might look at your socials to see, okay, what does the portfolio look like?
Do you think we're moving towards a point where online presence matters just as much as your CV now?
Yeah, like, I think we have hit whether an organization is going to look or not. I do think we all individually have become aware. I think more so in the last year, we've become more aware of what we're posting collectively. And I don't think, I was thinking about this preparing for this chat today. I don't think, you know, 10, 15 years ago when we were posting, we ever thought that it would lead to where we are today. So I do think, going back to Lucy, what I did want to say for this person, because I hate the thought of anyone feeling kind of anxious, you know, about this when it comes to the job search. What I will say that she can do is, like, go have a little audit. So maybe just go through her socials and delete what she's not comfortable with anymore, check her privacy settings, and then start again with the view of always thinking, okay, whatever I post, am I happy for, you know, my family to see this? Am I happy for my current employer to see this? And am I happy for my future employer to see this? And I think that will help her going forward.
For sure. What are some of the biggest mistakes you see people making when it comes to LinkedIn or social media that could potentially be holding them back in building an online presence?
I think there's a few things. I think some people don't have a LinkedIn profile. And again, it depends on the industry, whether that's important or not. But what I always say to clients when I'm speaking to them about this is, even if it's not really a thing to have one in your industry, it can't do any harm, because jobs do come through it. Like, recruiters will look through LinkedIn profiles. They have a whole what's called a Boolean search, and they'll go looking through talent through different keywords, and you could actually be missing out on a potential opportunity through LinkedIn by not having a profile. So number one, create a profile, even with the most basic detail on it. Definitely something that someone like myself can help with. Then secondly, what I would say is, when it comes to your profile, I see a lot of profiles that they're outdated, or they don't really give me an idea of, like, but what is this person doing beyond the job title? So try to, you know, really concisely get across what your expertise is, what value you bring to the industry, and maybe a little hint towards where you're going towards in your career. I think that could be really good.
Before I let you go, Angela, if someone is listening right now to you and wants to start building their personal brand, like you've just mentioned there, what is one simple thing they could start with right now, today?
Answer the question I asked at the start. So when people think of your name or see your name right now, what do they think and what do they feel? And that will definitely be a great starting point. And what I will also say is, think about what you want to be known for. So when you think about, okay, I think they think X, Y, and Z, you might be happy about where that is right now, or there might be some parts you're like, oh, that gives me a little bit of the ick. Think about, okay, well, what do I want them to feel and what do I want them to think when they see my name? And what's one step I could take towards that? You don't have to solve it overnight. It can't be built overnight, because a brand is built by trust and consistency. But just one little step once you have that clarity as to what you want to be known for.
Amazing. Well, Angela, will you remind us where we can find you on socials if people want to follow along with what you get up to with?
Yes, very straightforward, angelaburke.ie, and I'll have everyone now looking at my socials.
Looking at your digital footprint. Angela, thank you so much for joining me on iRadio's group chat. We will chat to you again soon.
Thanks so much, Valerie.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.